The Horror Horn. For the past 10 days, Al Hubel had basked in the radiant midwinter weather proper to its eminence of over 6,000 feet. From rising to setting, the sun, so surprising to those who have hitherto associated it with a pale, tepid plate, indistinctly shining through the murky air of England, had blazed its way across the sparkling blue, and every night the serene and windless frost had made the stars sparkle like illuminated diamond dust. Sufficient snow had fallen before Christmas to content the skiers, and the big rink, sprinkled every evening, had given the skaters each morning a fresh surface on which to perform their slippery antics. Bridge and dancing served to while away the greater part of the night, and to me, now for the first time tasting the joys of a winter in the Engadine, it seemed that a new heaven and a new earth had been lighted, warmed,